Hello, Peas. It's Kate here, all on my own. And I want to tell you about my new podcast. My new podcast is called Honestly, I'm Lonely. Hopefully it's out on all platforms. It's definitely out on Spotify. It's 2 episodes a week. On Tuesdays, I chat to an awesome human about being lonely. And on Thursday, I chat with my partner, who's a psychologist, about the effects of loneliness or how loneliness makes us feel. She chats from a clinical perspective and I just chat from a chatting perspective. So she's laughing because she's sitting here beside me. I think that you're really going to enjoy it. I'd just love you to give it a listen and hopefully we can continue our journey as podcasters together.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging. And their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
And this week's episode is a Power P couple, Mum Sue and daughter Mia.
This podcast contains truth, laughter and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right, this is a language warning. Oh, shit.
Hello, Mandy.
Hello, Kate.
Look, I know we're coming to the end of the pea journey, but the weather continues.
Yes, of course. We are rugged up for Melbourne.
My partner said to me the other day, you really love that bomb. I said, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, every day.
Listen, you need to listen to this podcast. Because... Yes. And then I said, we did a talk for the bomb once. She's like, what?
Yes, like, we did. They loved us.
Yeah, I was like, I love the bomb.
We were their most positive people.
Yeah, they said we've never had such a people pump us up so much.
Anyway, let's say hello to our guests. Would you like to both say hello and introduce yourselves?
Hi there. My name's Sue.
Hello. My name's Mia.
Oh, yeah. It's lovely to have you both.
Thanks for having us.
Yes.
We have met you, Sue, at a talk, and I know Mia through Special Olympics. So Let's find out more about you, hey?
That's good.
All right. So my first question that I'll ask Mia first and then Sue. So Mia, do you have like an absolute favorite band or song or music that you listen to when you want to be pumped up?
I have one favorite artist and that is Taylor Swift.
Oh, yes.
Have you been listening to the new album?
Yes. Mm. Yes.
Mm. Me too.
What do you think?
It's good.
Yeah.
It's quite different than her other albums.
It's a bit quieter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's a talented girl, and if you date her, be ready.
Do you have a favourite song, Mia?
I don't. That's too hard.
Yeah, fair enough. Too many. Okay, Sue, what about you?
I think one of my favourites is Hallelujah. The Jeff Buckley version.
Oh, yeah, it's my favourite version.
Yeah. And something that gets me going, I love Status Quo, Rocking All Over the World.
Awesome.
My age.
Yeah, well.
Look, we've done that episode on music. If you haven't listened, go and have a listen. But it makes you feel so good about listening to the songs from your childhood and early teens.
Okay, what our next question. Mia, did you win any awards at school, or have you won any amazing awards?
I have won an award. I did Pop Stars in primary school, and I got a trophy for participating in that. And then when I went to Rossbourne, every single year I got a sport award for competing in sport for that year. So,
Fantastic.
Pop Stars sounds pretty fun.
It was. It was.
Did you sing? Did you dance? What did you do?
I danced.
Oh, yes. Because you're a good singer too.
Yes.
Yes, because I've seen you in a couple of talent shows.
Yes.
Very talented. What about you, Sue? Any awards?
No awards for me. I'm Miss Average.
Awardless.
Yeah. Just like us.
Mia makes up for me.
Yeah, good on you, Mia.
And our favourite question, why are you a P or part of the P community?
I'm a P because I'm Mia, and I'm also a professional. Mm-hmm. And do you know why you're a P?
No, I'm a P because you listen to the podcast.
That's the perfect answer.
That's true.
You're a pea shoot. Yes.
You posted something the other day, Mia, on your Facebook page about the diagnosis. Can you tell us about, because it was a new one, can you tell us about that?
So my diagnosis is OCNDS, which is the long version name is Ocular
Neurodevelopmental
syndrome. It's very rare. It only discovered in 2016. Mm-hmm. Was only diagnosed with it in 2018 after 21 years of testing.
Mm.
Oh my gosh, 21 years of testing. Do you have memories of all those tests?
Not all of them, but I do remember going to the World Children's Hospital like every single year and getting a test, and then afterwards me and Mum would go and get McDonald's.
Yes, you have to.
Rite of passage.
Yeah. It's the McDonald's hospital.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Mia. Can you tell us, Sue, a little bit about the early years with Mia, because she might not be able to remember. Mm.
No. Mia's my second daughter. She was born at term, all was fairly normal, but her growth and development was slow in that first year. And so we saw a paediatrician when she was about 12 months and started some early intervention and started having some testing at that point in time. So really she had early intervention from 12 months, so pretty early. Mm. So just generally globally delayed, slow to walk and talk. She walked at about 2 and her speech was quite delayed and difficult to understand. What else? Growth, you're always very little. Mm. She's still little.
Yeah.
But you can talk.
Yes.
Yeah. She's an excellent communicator.
We can.
Yeah.
And did you go to what did you go to, like a mainstream primary school, a specialist primary school, your local school? Like, where did you go?
I went to a mainstream primary school, but I had a teacher's aide.
Integration aid. Can you remember anything about primary school, Mia?
I remember that I spent a lot of days by myself. Like one summer recess. I remember that.
Did you like going?
Well, it was close to home. This was good. It didn't have to travel too far. That's really all I remember.
She loved school. When she, we did get integration funding, even though I was told I shouldn't apply because we wouldn't get any, she actually got the highest level of funding.
Great.
Amazing. So glad we went down that path because she was well supported. Because she was little and cute, she was, everyone knew her in primary school. Hi Mia.
Oh,
they just loved her. And she was in all the, you know, the pop stars and things throughout the year. She was so confident she'd get up there and sing and dance in front of everybody and love all the attention.
Well, if you know you're good, you know you're good.
That's right.
And I guess as the years wider and wider, so yeah, the friendship.
Okay, and then you moved to a specialist secondary school?
Yes.
Yeah, and can you remember what that was like?
Yes, Ruskelhun was the best school. I met all my friends there. That's where my social life started. And now everyone calls me the social butterfly because they go out. What? With my friends? I started there. I did like all the school productions every single year. I was in the school production.
When did you finish? What year?
2015.
Okay. Yep. I was trying to work out. One of my really good friends' son went there, and I went to all the productions. But I think he finished in 20 or something, so there may not have been a crossover with the age. I was wondering if I'd seen you perform.
You might have.
And for those people listening who don't know what Rossbourne is, because it's a very unique place, would you, either of you, like to tell us about Rossbourne?
Well, it's changed now.
It's changed. When Mia was in school, at very small classrooms, of, you know, 12 in a class, beautiful, beautiful teachers, teaching the students exactly what they need to know. So doing their academic, you know, maths and English, but also life skills, budgeting, travel training, doing sport, doing absolutely, you know, they need to learn to live a life. So it's really holistic. And some people still have connections with the teachers today. You still sometimes see some of the teachers there. Well,
I see them all the time.
Of course you do.
And for those of you outside of Melbourne who don't know about Rossbourne, when I went there, I was like, this is like a school from Harry Potter.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
It's so beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful old buildings. And it is being upgraded and they're expanding in the Portland next door, and there's all sorts of things happening there, which we're not really across the time. But for us as parents, it's where we found our tribe. Mia found her tribe and we found our tribe.
Yes.
So we've had family holidays with, you know, we've got a Rossbourne group of friends that, you know, we go away with our kids, who are adults now. But, it was the best. For Rossbourne, the difference between primary, secondary, primary school, you know, we had to fight to ask everything that Mia needed, and at Rossbourne it was all there, and you know, they had an OT and a speech therapist, and it was just the best thing. I sort of sat back and relaxed for, you know, the 5 years.
First time ever. Yeah.
I don't know, are there other independent specialist schools in Australia?
I think there are. I'm not an expert on I just learned the other day there's probably a Catholic one in Melbourne, an independent Catholic school as a special school. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes. I'm sort of, because it's my a unique boys school. Yes. In year 12 now, I'm sort of out of the loop of, like, I was obsessed with schools for a really, really, really yes. long time. So I'm sort of, you know, out of the loop a bit. But, yes, it is a really unique school and it serves a really unique purpose. So
is that where you started, like, because I know you're a swimmer, aren't you, Mia?
Yes.
Is that when you started knowing how good a swimmer you were at Rossbourne? Is that when you joined Special Olympics? Or tell me about that.
No. I had swimming lessons was like at the age of like 3.
Right, yeah.
And then I was swimming lessons and then I took a break for a bit and then fell in love with it and then it just continued.
For me, I swam in and competed in, you know, regional and state in disability category. So that was quite confusing at times. She might come last in the race but get the blue ribbon.
Yes. So it's a multi-class.
Don't understand, multi-class.
Yes. So you have people with an intellectual disability, people with cerebral palsy, people with that it might be amputees, or and everyone's in the same race. And then that's calculated, and then some people might have won but might not win. It's a very tricky thing to understand.
And where else do you swim?
These days, I swim at IST and Special Olympics.
Yeah, tell us about IST.
So IST stands for Inclusive Sports Training. Mm-hmm. So they are a triathlon club.
Mm-hmm.
So we train for triathlons all year round. Sorry, I started them in 20.
Sue's like, don't look at me.
2014, I think. And started off with the Saturdays, which is just bike riding and running. And then 2015, I started the Thursday night swimming. 2015 was my first triathlon.
Oh, that's a hard sport. I just, hats off to triathlon people. I'm not good at any one single discipline, but to be good at three.
Me,
I know. Mandy's husband's like a super.
Oh, he loved triathlons.
Yeah,
yes.
They're really physically hard.
Yeah, he did 4 Ironmans. So that's, yeah. They're a totally different breed of people.
Yes.
Yes. And we have met Liz, who runs IST. So,
yes.
And we know her, and she's a fabulous person. She's created something incredible, hasn't she?
Yeah. And
you travelled with Liz?
Yes, travelled with Liz to Thailand last year.
Oh, wow.
A training camp.
That's a place to go.
For IST, which was 10 days and 4 sessions of exercise a day.
Oh, wow. I'm not liking the sound of it as much now.
And do you go to Wednesday night Special Olympics swimming?
Yes, I do, yes.
Yeah.
So you're never home?
No.
Well, that brings us to something. Has something major happened in your life in the last little while? Tell us.
Yes. I have moved out of home.
Wow.
Yes, I'm in a beautiful house with a housemate. I'm loving it.
Awesome. Don't feel sad, Sue, but
she is loving it.
I'm loving it.
She doesn't miss us at all. She means our dog. And
When my older children come home, they just care about the dog.
Yeah.
I have support workers. They come in and out. Nice and closer to work from there than here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, It's close to everything, which is what I love.
Sue, what was that like?
Oh, it's been enormous. It's been so exciting for Mia. So excited for her because this was one of her really big goals, to move out of home and be independent. And I think because she's got an older sister, she's just going to follow her path. So it was a huge, huge thing. We've been working a long time on building her capacity, and she'd been doing a transition to independence program where she, live in a house with some other people and support workers, and that's really built her skills. And then she was offered this fantastic opportunity, which ticked every box that we had as parents, that this is how we, would want it to be. It's close to everywhere for her because where we live, she's a long way away from public transport. It can take 2 hours for her to get to work if it's fully on public transport. And NDIS cut our transport funding, so that's
great. Yep. And also Melbourne at the moment, we're having an amazing big build and all the railway lines are going under, over, through, and it's very hard to catch public transport at the moment.
Yep.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Okay, Peas, we've had a brief gap in the podcast, which you won't have been able to hear. And now I am here on my own, but not on my own, because I'm looking at beautiful Mia and Sue on the other side of the screen. But Mandy accidentally brought someone's car keys with her and has had to go home to drop the car keys off. And as this is the only day we have to record, I'm just going to do a little bit of chatting. Mandy may get back before this ends or she may not. She lives quite close to me, but let's see. And we didn't want to stress her by telling her to hurry. So... okay, so we were talking about living out of home and also catching public transport. So did you get to choose your housemate, or is that like, how does that work?
So when this was offered to me, the manager was trying to find the best housemate possible for me.
Yeah.
Someone I can chat to, someone that we can become friends with, and she thought of someone. So we actually did a 6-week trial first to see how we would go living well together, and that's been successful. So now we're living in together permanently.
Ah, that would actually be so good for everybody who was just trying to get a housemate, because, my kids have house shared and stuff, and they'll be like, oh, it's just diabolical, it's not working, or it's working really well. And the only way to know is to actually live with someone.
Exactly. And it's been going really well. It hasn't been very long. But she's very well supported, very happy. And the girl you live with, they get along well. They're both very, very busy. So they're a little bit like ships in the night.
Yep.
But, that's, probably good. But,
yeah.
Together when they need to.
Yeah, and it's, you can go home to have dinner or, whatever you want. It's not like you're in different cities or, yeah.
Yeah, and come home and spend the night occasionally for certain things. So,
So you're an empty nester.
We are. So that's been huge to get used to. I'm not used to it yet. What?
And this is what I want to know. Like when you... like I don't know, unstack the dishwasher or whatever. Like, does the mess just stay clean?
Yes. I wasn't going to mention that. What have I said, Mia?
Well, I'll leave the window, no more mess.
So it's quite amazing. You wipe the kitchen bench and it's clean and there's no marks on the fridge and hanging. Yeah, it's just, it's amazing. It's really different.
And I know when my elder children moved out, they all mentioned to me that apparently there's this thing called housework and you have to, like, wipe benches. They don't just wipe themselves. Have you noticed this, Mia? Have you noticed that you have to do more cleaning?
Yes, yes.
So they have chores and tasks that they need to do in the house. Yeah, yes. They're supported with that, but, yeah, it's still very structured in that, you know, they have expectations of them of what needs to be done in the house. So, yeah, not just wiping the bench but wiping it until it's clean.
Yes, yes, which is technicality, but yes. And what has anything been, like, really surprising about living out of home?
No.
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 Not really. Is it what you thought?
Yeah, well, since I've done practice at this house, like, I was, like, comfortable to move in there because I've stayed the night. I wasn't nervous about, like, the first night.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, and I already know the area to, like, get to work because I did that one night this day. So it was all already familiar to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, sort of a soft landing.
Yeah.
I think it's really beneficial for our relationship for me to step back as carer, although I still am, but to build on that mum-daughter relationship, time to be there to do the, you know, fun stuff, the shopping and that sort of stuff.
Yes.
And it's a weird thing. I think anyone who's grown up, you know, with children that turn into adults, it does transition and change, but it's not till they move out that you sort of, there's like that next chink in the, okay, they're getting their own dinner. I don't know what they're eating tonight. We're not, you know, it's just, it's quite a lovely, I love having adult children.
Mm-hmm. And I think we're still working on that relationship. I think it's going to be a work in progress, just me stepping back. I think one of the reasons Mia wanted to move out was so we didn't nag.
Right? Yeah, and plus for more independence.
Yeah, that's what we all want.
Yep, definitely.
Yeah, so, okay, so you mentioned work. How long have you had this job that you're in now?
Almost 2 years.
Right, so sort of after lockdown.
Yeah, yeah.
And for everybody's privacy, we're not going to speak about your work, but we're not going to say the name of your work, but could you give us a sort of cryptic, mysterious overview of what you do?
I'm an admin assistant.
Admin assistant.
So I spend my days on my computer for 5 hours.
Yep.
And I just do all the admin tasks.
Yep. And is that every day, 5 days a week?
No, I work 3 days a week.
Yeah. I think 3 days a week is life goals. Like, I feel like if I can have 3 work days and then a couple of days to just do other things, I feel in a lot more control of my life than when I'm working 5 days a week. Sadly, financially not always viable, but I like it.
I'm certainly busy on the other days, but she has she actually works for disability organization, and so they're very aware of disability. And is what do you do once a month for them?
Once a month we have this thing called Welcome Day when we welcome all new staff to work and tell them about the history and, like, all the fun stuff that they need to know. And once a month, I go and I share my story about how I came into the team and about my disability and about my
boy
life.
Okay, awesome. And, you know, you were saying earlier on that you sort of got your official diagnosis. When did you get that?
2018.
And did it make any difference to you to have a name for it?
Well, it was a huge relief.
Yeah.
And I was happy I didn't have to do any more testing.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, but I was happy to finally find, like, an answer for the way that I am.
Yeah. And Sue, was it the same for you?
Yeah, it was amazing because we knew that it was a genetic condition that she had. It didn't change what we were doing for Mia, but it gave us a community. My husband said it was like being slapped in the face with a wet fish.
Right.
And wouldn't touch it at the same time. So you've got an answer, but, you know, it was tricky. And it was amazingly, it had only been diagnosed 2 years or being found 2 years before she was diagnosed. So at the point that Mia was diagnosed, there were only 60 worldwide.
Wow.
Now it's about 240 worldwide, numbers-wise. But, yeah, as I said, it didn't change what we were doing for Mia, but it certainly gave us a community. So when we were given the diagnosis, the geneticist had found, you know, a foundation that had been started. So there was a whole community. There was a Facebook group. All driven by one amazing woman, of course.
Incredible, yep.
Shout out to her because she'll probably listen. She's American. She has started a foundation. She's brought all the communities together. Research is going. She's had conferences.
Wow.
She's travelled the world to meet other people with the same condition as Mia. They have, you know, weekly family Zoom calls that can get translated into other languages for the other families in different countries. They've got newsletters, they've got this website. It's just an amazing. I was on the first, they have got a parents advisory board. I was on the first one of those that they started. And I think we're now up to 7 in Australia.
Okay.
Communicating with a mum from Queensland the other day that's got an 18-month-old little girl that's received the same diagnosis. So it's just been, in that way, it's been amazing to have this tribe of people and learning about each other. Mia's one of the eldest ones. So when she was diagnosed, there was only one other who was older than her, but they didn't have any sort of data on her life. Certainly that's different now. There are other ones that have been diagnosed who are older than Mia. But we actually travelled to America, didn't we, in 2019. We met Dr. Chung. So, you know, she shares the name of the condition. And we met Jennifer Sills, who started up the foundation. So that was amazing.
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 Did you get to go to Disneyland as well, or did you?
Yes.
Yeah, good.
It was more holiday than
yeah. Oh, I just think it's a Australian child's dream, probably American kids' dreams too, but it's hard, hard to get that dream to come true if you live in Australia, but to go to Disneyland.
Yeah, yeah. So if this condition that's, you know, there's a range of symptoms, so it is very different for every individual, so it's really is a syndrome, but certainly, you know, having that Facebook page and parents asking questions, and we just learn so much from each other. I think everything I've learned about disabilities from other parents all through schooling and now.
Incredible, I mean, not as helpful for you because Mia was older, but for people who have younger children to know, oh, awesome, here's Mia, has an awesome life, here's Sue, we can talk to her about things, like just, yeah, amazing. And also, I just heard my door, so either someone's breaking in. No, it's Mandy.
I'm sorry.
We've just been bitching about you.
Oh, great. Do it.
And now, Peas, this is just such a unique episode. Mandy's stepping back behind the mic. The key has been delivered.
The key, you should have seen the look of death.
Oh, I can imagine. I
wound down the window and just said, I'm extremely sorry. And then she just shook her head at me. what? We are pee ridiculous listening to the end.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I'm sorry, Mia and Sue. Oh, goodness.
I now have, because it's not my own house, I can't put hooks on the wall, but those like sticky things, and I have my keys hang there, and I have a sticky note saying the keys go here, because I just have done this too many times. Oh, yeah. I'm like, I can't.
This has been a thread over the whole podcast with me and Keith. When we went to national games and we had to be in the foyer at, like, not the foyer, at the airport, I had my husband's keys.
Yeah.
Yeah. That morning.
It shouldn't be Mandy where are the scissors. It should be Mandy where are the keys.
Can I ask then, remember when we were in Tassie and you represented Victoria, Mia? What was that like? For Special Olympics,
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Yes, I still remember the trial to get qualified. And
yes,
it was the day after my sister's wedding.
Oh, wow!
Were you a bridesmaid?
I was. Yep. Yes. I was definitely knackered.
You would be.
Of course you would have been.
Yeah, and then, like, a month later, I got the letter saying I got chosen to be in the game. And I was like, I don't know how I did that because I was knackered. And plus I won a race for it to be qualified for the national games. I don't know how I did that. Oh.
How did you feel walking into that opening ceremony with your Team Vic uniform on? How did that feel?
Yeah, that was awesome. It's good to see all the other states, you know, all of their uniforms. I got to meet some people from the other states during the national games. That was good. Yeah, it was just a fun week.
Yeah. Did you go, Sue?
Oh, I did, and it was the most heartwarming, wonderful thing I'm going to tear up now that I've ever been involved in. The volunteers, like, it's just amazing when they're mediocre. It just gives me chills that we've just the most amazing thing, and she's hoping that she'll get there again. But it was just brilliant.
Yeah, well, yes. Mandy came back a changed person.
I did, and I remember, Sue, we were in the line together trying to get into that opening ceremony. I remember seeing you. It was lovely to see you. Yes. Yeah, it makes me want to cry too, because it just was a week where everyone belonged, and it's not like that in life.
No.
Yeah.
It was magic, really magic.
Yeah.
Well, the whole time, didn't you? Medals around your neck. Yeah, flag around you. Yeah.
Going to and from on the bus, Molly said to me the other day, remember the noise of the chink, 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 chink of all the medals? I said, well, no, I don't, because I didn't have three gold medals around my neck like she did. Also, you are an athlete leader, is that right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so what does that mean?
So that means you volunteer at events with Special Olympics. Mm-hmm. So we have a person who runs all the athlete leader things, and she'll get emails from, like, companies, people, and then she'll let us know if any opportunities come up, and we just put a name down if you want to do it. Been athlete leader for 4 years now.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you did the training course?
Yeah, I did the training course for 2 years and graduated as an athlete leader.
And you're on the committee?
Yes, I'm on the Melbourne Inner East Committee as an athlete leader rep. I'm on that. It's my last year. My committee this year, and then we handed off to someone else.
You've done lots of volunteering for Special
Olympics. Yes, I've done lots of events.
So my question is, do you ever just watch Netflix?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good.
Good. Good. Right, you can rest.
There, There is always time for that.
Good.
Good.
I'm feeling inadequate, but good.
Sue, can we ask a little bit about you being a professional? Can you tell us what your job title is?
Yeah, I'm a maternal and child health nurse, so Victorian PEAS will know what that is. Statewide, I think they're child and family nurses. So a little bit different to the Victorian ones. Victorian maternal and child health nurses have got the best training. We have to be midwives, whereas around the country, they don't need that qualification.
I didn't know that. Right. Oh, I just assumed every maternal I know here is a midwife. That's why.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Right.
So I don't know how they can do the job without it. And in Victoria, we've, really fought hard to get that qualification in, which is really important. So I've been doing this role for 22 years. So obviously nursing and then midwifery and then into maternal and child health nursing to, I wanted to do it to weekends when my eldest went to school, and it's a great job for that, following families, following little ones, growth and development, obviously, but you build a connection with the families and you see them, sometimes have six children and they keep coming back to see you.
Yes.
Really, really nice. You can get some really beautiful relationships with families and to have an impact in a little person's life and to hopefully help shape the parents to be who they want to be and give them the resources and the skills to, parent well and, it's wonderful to see that person, that mum or dad change into fantastic parent is just it's a privilege to be in their lives. Like when I was working in midwifery, you're always so privileged to be in a room when a baby was born, and this is, again, it's another privilege to help families on their parenting journey.
And I think for a new parent, and I can only speak as a mum, they were a lifeline.
Mm-hmm.
This is a long time ago, my son is 30, but I came home from hospital on day two or three, and the next day there was a maternal and child health nurse there checking my stitches, saying, yep, your nipples are bleeding, this is what we can do. Like, who else was going to do that? Mm. Nobody's going to do that for me, at my most vulnerable as a 21-year-old mum, and this, person comes into the house and they're so capable and you just need to
pick that baby
capable.
Up, put it on the scales and just hold it like no one's held a baby before, and they're just like, whip them up, and you see the dad's just like, whoa. It's the best.
I think we need to remember that sometimes, that we're
be gentle. Yes. No, it's a proficiency I love to watch. No, I love it.
Oh, yeah.
And how have you been shaped as a maternal that is a P? Because my maternal and child health nurse was my first port of call when I said something is happening, right? Yes. And I'll never forget her in that moment. What's that like for you?
It certainly gives me another lens as a professional. Dealing with families who might be facing a diagnosis or, looking at a developmental delay. But I also have to be mindful that, the path that I wanted to go down, and yes, me, I had a lot of testing, that wasn't all just me, but, for a while there, I thought that she had a condition that needed treatment, but I know that my path is different to other people's paths. And I think it just gives you that broadness of, okay, these people may not be on board with me yet, may not be to, follow this road of, diagnosis, ill support or testing or whatever it may be. But just having that broadness of understanding of, where they're at, I think, really important. But it, and occasionally we don't tend to share too much about ourselves, but I have. And, sometimes that's received really well if they understand, well, I'm sitting in a place where, I have a little bit more understanding of what they might be going through. And what's been beautiful is your booklets, which I've handed out.
Yes.
Love those. It's just, I think I've said it to you guys, it's like giving somebody a warm hug. They've just had a diagnosis. Have a read of this.
Oh.
And that, you're not alone. No,
yeah, you're not alone. Yeah, it's. I think that all professionals, it's a sacred, sacred space, and things that you don't realize at the time, maybe as a professional, someone else will think about for the rest of their life. And there aren't many jobs that that happens with, you know. And yeah, it's
positive and negative. Too,
yeah, I know it's a lot of pressure.
Oh, I know it is a lot of pressure.
And we're all human, and you know. But I also think that when that all connects and the stars align, or whatever you want to say, it is amazing to be seen, and especially be seen by someone who has, on some path, walked that journey before.
I remember the nurse grabbing me by the shoulders and saying, "It's going to be okay, Mandy." So I just. She just must have seen the blood drain from my face, you know, but I'll never forget her just sort of grounding me.
Yeah.
I remember saying that to a mum. It's like, this is still your little person.
Yep.
Yes, you might have a diagnosis, but this is, you know, still your little person that is smiling at you, or, you know, whatever. They're still the same little person.
They are still the same little person. So, well, we are really glad that you're a professional and you're in our area.
Yes, and you, we came and spoke with your group of maternal and child health. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
That time.
I was in tears again.
Yeah. What was there people in the room that had never heard of us, or was did you get feedback? What was that like? Because you're putting forward these people that you know and like, but, you know, people.
But they're a bit
people
risky.
Could have thought, they are risky. People could have thought, well, these two.
A lot of people did not know about you, and I hope some of them are following you. I'm not sure. And but certainly they did. I think get that different perspective from you guys, because you asked us to think about, you know, when was the time that we had to talk to family about, you know, things that we're concerned about and so on. So I guess, you know, it's certainly, we don't get asked to reflect in that way. But it was, so important to have that time and to have, have you guys just share your story, get us to reflect as practitioners as to how we can impact families in a positive way.
Well, I think for maternals and pediatricians and obstetricians, it's probably a very unique position that should be spoken about every week.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of your week, was there some of these tricky days? Because it's a big responsibility. Or you might have missed something, and then a family comes back and says, you missed this, or
It's almost like, I know that a lot of therapists have a therapist so that they can,
Do you have any supervision?
We have monthly, we have what's called clinical supervision, and I think that's, you know, statewide where we meet, and it can be case discussion, which of course isn't identified, but, any issues, and even just sharing information. I've got this little person, and I've suggested this and that, what I've suggested. And so, you know, a bit of that brainstorming and shared learning, and, you know, using everybody else's brain sometimes can be really helpful. But certainly talking about the trickier cases, and we all often, you know, many nights I've been awake overnight.
I'm sure.
Did I make the right decision?
Huge. The responsibility.
It's enormous.
You're going into people's homes. You have a split second to judge something. Not judge, but to ascertain.
Yeah.
And it's, This is slightly off topic, but are there many male maternal and child health nurses?
No, I think there might be a couple. I don't know of any, but at our big conferences I've seen one or two, but I don't know if they were maternal and child health nurses. It's really sad that
There's male midwives.
Because we're seeing more and more dads.
Yes,
of course you would be.
Because thankfully we're catching up with knowing both parents are really important.
Exactly, and a lot of shared parenting. So, you know, mum's out at work and dad's at home with the kids, so dad will bring the child in, and that's awesome and wonderful. So, yeah, it'd be great to have some more male maternal.
I know that there are, obviously, it is a sacred female space, midwifery, but I know that they're an amazing male.
I had a male midwife for the twins.
Male
who was with me overnight, and he wasn't there when they were born, but he was there overnight.
Yes,
yeah.
And I love it. I think it's awesome. But, I was just wondering how many are venturing into that, because it's probably hard for them.
Yeah, it probably is.
Yeah, but, I mean, most of the obstetricians are male.
Yes.
I think it's sort of changing.
Yeah.
Because one of my work boys, when I had my business, did medicine, and he said, you can't get into obstetrics anymore. The really? Women are keeping the men out. I was like, how? I'm not cheering, but
no, I kind of am. Yeah.
And I said, how does that feel?
Yeah. Oh, cute. Mia, do you have any trips coming up or any holidays planned?
You've just been on a trip. Yeah.
Tell us about that.
I've just been to the Byron Bay and the Gold Coast.
Oh.
And it's with my amazing group that I found that does all the housing. Went with them for 10 days.
Theme parks?
Yep, theme parks, yep.
What is it?
Bluesfest shopping.
Bluesfest.
How fun.
Oh, I would love to go to Bluesfest.
What was it like, Mia?
Bluesfest was good. I got to see Jimmy Bong.
Oh.
He must only just be back from his heart surgery.
Yeah.
Yes. So I'll see Jimmy Bond and the Testy brothers.
Yeah, oh. So good.
Name Boss.
Oh.
Sorry, yes. It was good.
Yeah. That sounds like an awesome holiday.
So is this something that can happen sort of a couple of times a year, or do they offer holidays and you can choose?
Yes, no, yeah. So each year they will send out the trips for the year and you get to pick how many you want to go on, which ones you want to go on. So I chose Byron Bay and Gold Coast to have the theme parks in it. I haven't been to the theme parks in a very, very long time. So,
and where else did you travel last year?
Oh, I went back to America.
Just that.
Just went back to America. I think you've traveled more than me.
Oh, yeah.
That is amazing. Where did you go in America?
Same places as last time that I went, which was LA and San Francisco.
Ah, fantastic. And do you know anyone that goes with you, or do you just go on your own with the group?
Well, I do know everyone that goes. So pretty much know everyone now in the group. So yeah, I always have friends that come.
Fantastic support workers.
Yes, and the support workers come.
Okay, because I want Molly to go on one, but she won't go unless she knows someone. So maybe you and her can go together. Yep.
Okay.
Okay, sure.
So do you do other socialisation with this group, other things, or just holidays?
No, they also do activity.
Ah.
Okay, so that's how you meet people.
Yes.
They also do activity. And choose what activity you want to do. It's like musical, concert, restaurants, bands, movies.
Awesome. Like, just to have a social organizer, because that is my role in the family. And I would be happy to step back for a little bit and just someone go, here's a list, which things you want to come to.
So amazing.
This sounds absolutely amazing.
Oh, man.
Yes.
I know. And Sue, what's it been like with Mia out of home? Like, how has that been?
It's been really good. The house does feel very empty and big.
Yes.
That's been a big adjustment. We're not used to it yet. Mia has been home a couple of nights here and there.
Have a break.
But we've been saying to Kate before, it's been clean.
Is it clean?
Oh, yeah, it will be clean. You're messy,
it wasn't
Mia.
Such a lovely heartfelt question like yours. I just wanted to know, like, was it clean? Do random plates get put above the dishwasher now, or
no?
A bit of staying, big change.
Big change.
Yeah, huge change, really. Adjusting. Still adjusting.
I bet you are. Oh. Yeah. And do you like ring each other every day, or what's the rules? Or is there any rules?
We do win each other every single day.
Yes, because that's what I would like to do.
Who rings who? Me.
Yeah.
lots of questions and lots of, you know, ache or pain, all that sort of stuff.
Oh, yes.
But, no boundaries as yet. But we talked about a traffic light system, didn't we? About, you know, if it's an urgent phone call, who you bring somebody straight away, and whether that's me or a support worker or somebody else.
Yes,
or, right. It's an amber one. This is something I got from a friend, or it's an amber light. It's urgent. I must tell mum. I can tell her at the end of the day. Or a green light. That's just something interesting to tell mum. And I can tell her, you know, when I speak to her.
Oh, that's an excellent idea.
At the moment, every call is sort of a red light call, I think.
I mean, I did that a lot when I left home as well.
Yeah.
I was like, well, where does the fabric softener go? Like,
yeah.
It's just, tricky.
I didn't know how much was 200 grams of meat or something.
Oh.
You know, there's all those sort of funny questions. We all have them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think when my daughters and my eldest son left home, I was really like, I'm not going to call you all the time because I need you to now know that I'm okay and I don't need you, even though I'm desperate to know what you're doing.
Yes.
I have never let that on. So I've sort of been like, I'll allow them to, you know, call me, and then equally just demand things of me.
Yeah.
But it's a tricky new navigation, and there are no rules.
Yeah. And do you have to keep your bedroom tidy, or can you just do whatever you want?
Well, I actually did keep my bedroom tidy.
Oh.
When I was here, I didn't. but now that I moved out, it's actually tidy. So.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, Molly is the tidiest person in our house, actually, because she doesn't like anything, you know, mucking up her room. So, yeah.
Mm. Mm. Well, I think I'm the tidiest person in my house, and that's a worry. But if you live with executive function issues, you don't tidy up.
Yeah, well, there we go with the keys.
Yeah, yeah.
So thank you so much for giving your time today.
Thank you.
Is there anything we've missed, Mia, that you want to tell the world about your fabulous life?
No.
Did you want to tell everyone how great your mum is? That's what I think you probably want to do. That's a big ball.
We're waiting.
No, my mum's awesome.
She is. Yeah. And she's done a good job, hey?
Yeah.
She read a good one.
Yeah, yep. You're a fabulous person, Mia. I love you're friendly. You always come up and say hello to me. And I really love the way that you have lots of friends at Special Olympics, and I can see you're going to have a terrific life, a full life of lots of great things.
Yeah.
Can't wait to keep seeing you shine.
Yes.
And tell it to us. She loves those.
I know. Well, I've got to get that organised. But yes, we put you on first. I was like, I think Mia should go first and set the scene. Yeah. What did you sing? You changed the songs a few times.
I know.
Yeah, but that's okay. I got around to it. But I was like, you told me this song and now we're changing. I'm adaptable.
I've got liquor paper.
Yeah, that's right. Sue, is there anything you want to tell the P World that we've missed?
Oh, just I didn't mention the customised employment program that Mia did to help find work.
Tell us.
It was great. It was in a pilot stage when Mia started doing it, and it's now no longer in a pilot stage. It is run through Scope, and she was given a mentor, and they did lots of sort of research finding her in interests and hobbies and that sort of stuff, and then finding streams that they could try and find work in. Ended up that her work is not in any of the streams that they sort of listened. But the transition into work was easy because we also they supported her. Which is fantastic. So, yeah, it was a really great thing. Apart from that, no, she's awesome. She's having her fun.
Yeah, she's doing what you're supposed to do in your 20s.
Yeah, that's all right. Well, we will let you go. Thank you so much for giving your time.
Thank you for having the key episode.
Yeah, we're thrilled to have you, so thank you. Sorry about the keys. Oh, that's good.
Thank you. You were so great. It was so nice to talk to you.
step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out at the French Open for a chance to win a Grand Slam title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. See the action unfold as legends fight for glory and new rivalries emerge. Daily live coverage begins Monday, May 20th, with match replays on demand so you never miss a moment. From the first serve to the final point, Roland Garros promises unforgettable moments and new chapters in tennis history. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.